Could y'all please join me in welcoming the next speaker, woman?
Thank you. Hi. Today I'll tell you a success story of adopting Nix at the workplace, all the way from reproducible CI builds to NixOS in production, and also what we've learned in the process. By the way, you can use the QR code to follow the slides on your devices if you want. I have some links there as well. So first about me, I'm now ex-principal software engineer at Profin. I've been using Nix and NixOS since 2016. Now, Profin was a security company, and we were custodians of the NARX open source project. We were mostly focused on developing NARX and also providing network services around NARX. But unfortunately, just earlier this week, we actually closed the company because we ran out of money and couldn't secure funding or acquisition. So NARX was a confidential computing, is a confidential computing platform, providing you ability to run WebAssembly within TEEs, so hardware secure enclaves. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but the relevant part here is that NARX builds trust based upon a remote attestation procedure. And to do that, basically how it works is that we as Profin, we build a portable, mostly static NARX release binary. Then we run it and we measure the memory pages within a TEE. Then we add that to an allow list in an attestation service. And finally, then the user uses the release binary, and they also run it on a TEE, and we in our attestation service can verify that indeed they are running in a trusted system, this trusted release of NARX within a real TEE. But there are two questions, of course, which arise, which is, what if the release version of NARX is compromised, or what if actually our build pipeline is compromised? So then we can also ask a question, so how can users actually verify that the source code that we have released, we say, okay, this release corresponds to this source code, how can they actually verify that it is indeed true, right? So if you would try to just do plain cargo build with a Rust project, then you'll notice that actually you get different binaries depending on the system on which you compile your binary. And so the answer to this is to use reproducible builds, which of course Nix gives us a way to do. So here is an example as well. So if I just compile it in the Docker container, right, and if I just do it locally, I get exactly the same binary. So I get exactly the same digest. So how did we actually get here? It's all, of course, started with the shell. Right? How can you develop anything without the Nix shell before in your project, right? So, and I got positive feedback on this. And we infected the project with Nix. Just a few months later after that, something very surprising to me happened is one of our first outside contributions was actually an NARX build package. So I just added the shell, but the actual build script was added by Vincent from Germany. I don't know if you're here, but thank you very much if you're looking at this. And so